She handed me a sealed envelope, again met my eyes with one of her dazzling glances, and hurried away. She had gone no more than 10 or 12 yards, and I still was standing bewildered, watching her graceful, retreating figure, when she turned abruptly and came back. Without looking directly at me, but alternately glancing towards a distant corner of the square and towards the house of Major General Platt Houston, she made the following extraordinary request. "If you would do me a very great service, for which I always would be grateful." She glanced at me with passionate intentness. "When you have given my message to the proper person, leave him, and do not go near him any more tonight." Before I could find words to reply, she gathered up her cloak and ran. Before I could determine whether or not to follow her, for her words had aroused anew all my worst suspicions, she had disappeared. I heard the whir of a restarted motor at no great distance, and, in the instant that Nayland Smith came running down the steps, I knew I had nodded at my post. "Smith," I cried as he joined me, "tell me what we must do." And rapidly I acquainted him with the incident. My friend looked very grave. Then a grim smile crept round his lips. "She was a big card to play," he said, "but he did not know that I held one to beat it."
"What? You know this girl? Who is she?"
"She is one of the finest weapons in the enemy's armory, Petri. But a woman is a two-edged sword and treacherous. To our great good fortune, she has formed a sudden predilection, characteristically oriental, for yourself. Or you may scoff, but it is evident. She was employed to get this letter placed in my hands. Give it to me." I did so. "She has succeeded. Smell." He held the envelope under my nose, and, with a sudden sense of nausea, I recognized the strange perfume. "You know what this presaged in Sir Crichton's case. Can you doubt any longer? She did not want you to share my fate, Petri."
"Smith," I said unsteadily,
"I have followed your lead blindly in this horrible business, and have not pressed for an explanation. But I must insist before I go one step farther.